Said he used to be scared of storms. And said there'd be nights that he'd lay in the bed and be scared to death in the thunder crashing, the lightning flashing. And said in the very when he just couldn't stand it anymore, he'd say, "Papa?" He'd say, "What, son?" He'd say, "Nothing." He said, just knowing that in the most scary time of my life, he was there, was enough to let me pull the covers up, turn over and go to sleep. Staying in motel rooms and prophets' chambers all across the country. You don't know the times that, Dad, the storm's been raging. I'm on Brother Rick's hide of bed, and you're in the big bed. It'd have been easy for me to yell, "Papa." And he'd have said, "What?" But somewhere from the deep of my heart, began to cry to the deep of God. And it wasn't Daddy. But I'd look above the fog lines of despair. I'd say, "Jesus!" He'd say, "What is it, son?" I'd say, "Nothing." Turn over and go to bed.
Hip man.
Some of you are walking through things you've never walked through. You're experiencing things you've never experienced. And your entire life, I want you to hear me, your entire life is going to depend on how you handle this. You know what the greatest fear of my life is? That I become a failure. It haunts me every day. You know why it scares me to death? It's because I know it could happen. Can I tell you something? It's only by the grace of God. I ain't bowed it yet. Brother Zeke, that stays right here. Brother Jeff, if the only thing I seen was right here, it wouldn't be helpful. It wouldn't be hopeful. Brother Ralph Sixteen Sr. said the first time he went to Israel, he didn't have money to fly. So he saved up money to buy a boat ticket. And said he went over there. And said the boat that he went on was a bunch of Jews going back to Israel, going back home. And he said he was over there and said we begin to look and said he walked out on the stern one night out there on the deck and he said there's a rabbi standing there and Brother Ralph looked at him and said, "What's the problem, sir?" He said, "My life and what I'm going through is as troublesome as that stormy water, that choppy water on the sea." Brother Ralph said, "Well, sir, if you would know the one that controls that, it would be all right." So they explained pleasantries and went on. He said a day or two later, he said he was down in the very bottom where his room was and said there was a bunch of noise and a bunch of commotion going on the top of the boat. And said he ran up there and he did. He said that same rabbi was standing there and he looked at him and he said, "What's all the excitement about?" And he said the rabbi looked at him and said, young preacher, lift your eyes above the fog line. There she is. There's Mount Carmel. We're home. We're home. We're home." He said they docked on the banks and said they dropped the gangplank down. And he said those Jews that were waiting for the other Jewish people to get there, he said they begin to hug necks and squall. And he said, "I just joined right in the middle of them, hug necks and squall too." He said, "There is one day when the very God of heaven is going to say and call us up to the very top of the soul ship of Zion." He said, "The good gospel ship of glory. And we're going to walk up on the storm, walk up on the stormy banks and look at the sea. And you're going to hear the commotion going on." And he'll say, and I'll look at him and say, "Good captain, what's all the commotion's about?" He said, he'll look at me and say, "Ralphie, Ralphie, lift your eyes above the fog line of your despair. Look above where you are now. That is the city of God. That's Zion on top of the hill. We're home. home, son. We're home. And he said, when the gangplank drops down on the shores of sweet deliverance, we're going to hug one another's necks. But what a reunion that's going to be. Honey, I'm not going to say that you might not make it through this one, but honey, if we don't, it's going to be better farther on, far above this veil of tears, far above the fog lines of despair. There is a country waiting over there that's better than this. And through, come on.